Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Special NIA court acquits all accused, including former BJP MP Pragya Thakur and Lieutenant Colonel Purohit in 2008 Maligaon blast case. Both Houses of Parliament adjourned till 2 p.m. amid opposition's protest over demand to roll back special intensive revision in Bihar's electoral rolls. President Draupadi Murmu to attend first convocation of AIIMS Deoghar in Jharkhand this evening. IMD forecasts heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Assam and Meghalaya today. Nation pays tribute to freedom fighter Shahid Udham Singh on his martyrdom day. And in cricket, final and decisive test match between India and England to begin at Oval Ground in London this evening. A special NIA court in Mumbai today acquitted all seven accused, including former BJP MP Pragya Singh Thakur and Lieutenant Colonel Prasad Purohit in the 2008 Maligaon blast case. The NIA court in its judgment said that the prosecution failed to prove the case and the accused deserved the benefit of doubt. The court has said the provisions of the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, UAPA, were not applicable to the case. The court also directed the Maharashtra government to provide compensation of 2 lakh rupees each to the families of those killed and 50,000 rupees to those injured in the incident. On the 29th of September 2008, 6 people were killed and 95 others injured when an explosive device strapped to a motorcycle detonated near a mosque in Maligaon city. Talking to media, Ranjit Nair, advocate to one of the accused, said the prosecution has failed to prove the allegations against the accused.
कोर्ट के सीधे से ऑब्जर्वेशन ये है कि आरोपी के खिलाफ सबूत नहीं दाखिल कर पाई प्रोसिक्यूशन, इस वजह से कोर्ट ने निर्दोष मुक्तता कर दिया है। हमारे पास किसी भी एक्यूज के पास में किसी भी बॉम्ब के क्यों ट्रेसेस नहीं रिकवर हुए।
Both houses of parliament have been adjourned till 2 p.m. amid sloganeering by the opposition members over various issues, including rollback of the special intensive revision in Bihar's electoral rolls. In the Rajya Sabha, the presiding officer, Ghanshyam Tiwari, tried to run the question hour, but the proceedings were disrupted following opposition uproar. As the pandemonium continued, the chair adjourned the house till 2 p.m. Speaking in the House, Leader of the House in the Rajya Sabha, J.P. Nadda, criticised the opposition for staging a walkout during the reply of Union Home Minister Amit Shah over the discussion on Operation Sindoor in the House yesterday.
The opposition parties had demanded for a discussion and to elicit the information from the government on Operation Sindoor. However, when the opportunity came, the opposition parties in Rajya Sabha chose to walk out without listening to the Home Minister. Therefore, the demand of the opposition parties yesterday was clearly displays a double standard.
Earlier, when the Rajya Sabha met at 11 a.m., the House congratulated scientists for the successful launch of the NASA-ISRO Synthetic Aperture Radar NISAR satellite. The Lok Sabha was also adjourned till 2 p.m. amid sloganeering by the opposition members over various issues, including demanding a rollback of the special intensive revision in Bihar and other issues. When the Lok Sabha met at 11 a.m., Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla congratulated the space scientists for the successful launch of NISAR satellite from the Satish Dhawan Space Center at Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh.
इस मिशन का उद्देश्य वैश्विक लैंड इकोसिस्टम तथा समुद्री क्षेत्रों का अध्ययन करना है। हमें अंतरिक्ष वैज्ञानिकों की इस कृष्ट उपलब्धि पर अत्यंत गर्व है। ये सभा इस सफलता के लिए भारतीय अंतरिक्ष अनुसंधान संगठन के वैज्ञानिकों की टीम को बधाई देती है।
We have our correspondent Anand Kumar for more update from Parliament. Anand, tell us what you can share on the latest as the stalemate continues.
Valsa, today the proceedings of both the houses were disrupted following the opposition uproar over various issues. Due to the disruptions, the question hour and 0 hour could not be taken up in the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha. When the proceedings began at 11 a.m., Both the houses congratulated the ISRO scientists for the successful launch of the NISAR satellite. After that, opposition has started shouting slogans, pressing for their demands on various issues, including a discussion on the special intensive revision of electoral roll in Bihar. Amid din, the Lok Sabha was adjourned till 2 p.m., while the Raj Sabha was first adjourned till 12 noon. When the Raj Sabha reconvened at 12 noon, the opposition again started sloganeering, leading to the adjournment of the House till 2 p.m. Valsa, in the Raj Sabha, a statutory resolution to extend president's rule in Manipur for 6 months with effect from 13th of August will also be introduced. The Lok Sabha had already approved this resolution yesterday. Now, both the houses have reassembled to take up further business. Valsa?
Right. Thank you for that latest update, Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with President of the United Arab Emirates, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, over telephone. In a statement, the Prime Minister's office said both leaders reaffirmed their mutual commitment to further strengthening the bilateral comprehensive strategic partnership between India and the UAE. It said they positively assessed the remarkable progress made across various sectors of bilateral cooperation and laid emphasis on further developing and deepening collaboration for the shared benefit of the peoples of both countries. Philippines President Ferdinand R. Marcos will be on a 5-day state visit to India from the 4th of August. Mr. Marcos will be accompanied by First Lady Luis Araneta Marcos and a high-level delegation including several cabinet ministers and senior officials. During the visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Philippines President Marcos are scheduled to hold bilateral discussions on the 5th of August. Mr. Marcos will also be meeting President Draupadi Murmu. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will call on President Marcos during the visit. Mr. Marcos will also visit Bengaluru before returning to the Philippines on the 8th of August. The 20th installment of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi PM Kisan scheme will be released on Saturday. A high-level meeting was held in this regard in New Delhi yesterday under the chairmanship of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan. The meeting reviewed the preparations for the event and to ensure that the benefit reaches the maximum number of farmers. The event will be led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh. In the meeting, Mr. Chauhan instructed officials to connect farmers at national, state, district and village levels with the program.
प्रधानमंत्री श्रीमान नरेंद्र मोदी जी 2 अगस्त को ठीक 11 बजे प्रधानमंत्री किसान सम्मान निधि की राशि आपके खाते में डालने वाले इस अवसर पर वो जुड़कर आपसे बात भी करेंगे कार्यक्रम आपके गांव में भी होगा सभी कृषि विज्ञान केंद्रों पर होगा आईसीआर के संस्थानों में होगा एग्रीकल्चर यूनिवर्सिटीज में होगा मंडियों में होगा पैक्स के मुख्यालय पर होगा और इसलिए मेरी आप सबसे प्रार्थना है आप प्रधानमंत्री जी के किसी न किसी कार्यक्रम से जरूर जुड़िए
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the first convocation of AIIMS Deoghar in Jharkhand today. She will felicitate gold medalists and meritorious students during the convocation ceremony. The president will attend the 45th convocation of IIT ISM Dhanbad tomorrow, where she will felicitate 20 gold medalists, among others. Security arrangements have been beefed up in all three cities of Jharkhand, including Deoghar, Dhanbad and Ranchi, ahead of her visit. Vice Chief of the Army Staff, Lieutenant General N.S. Raja Subramani, superannuated from his post today. With this superannuation, he marked the conclusion of an illustrious military career spanning 39 years. Mr. Subramani's distinguished journey in uniform began at the National Defence Academy and he was commissioned into the Garhwal Rifles in December 1985. The Inter-Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Assam and Meghalaya today. The Met Department has issued an orange alert for heavy rainfall over northeast India for the next 6 to 7 days. Meanwhile, an orange alert has also been issued for heavy rainfall over Rajasthan today. Talking to Akashvani News, senior IMD scientist R.K. Jinnamani said the rainfall over the northeastern region is likely to intensify in the coming days, while rainfall over Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh will substantially reduce from tomorrow.
heavy to very heavy rainfall continuing mainly over Rajasthan, and we have issued orange color warning for Rajasthan mainly. The heavy rainfall activity will continue over western Himalayan region on today and also next 3 days. Heavy rainfall will continue over eastern India. In Delhi NCR, the light rainfall will continue actually, light to moderate, and then reduce from tomorrow onward.
This year, Assam received over 42% rainfall deficit, and 27 districts are experiencing a drought-like situation during this Kharif season. More from our correspondent.
Assam experienced over 42% rainfall deficit between 1st June to 28th July this year. The districts of Barpeta, Bajali, Baksa, Bangaigaon, Dibrugarh, Golaghat, Gwalpara, Morigaon, Nogaon, Kamrup Metro, Kamrup, Nalbari, Tamulpur, Kokrajhar, Dhubri, Sonitpur, South Salmara, Mankachar and Lakhimpur districts are experiencing acute drought-like conditions. To mitigate this, the state government has issued a notification outlining urgent measures to tackle this acute drought-like situation. Aminul Haq Zardar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
As the 52-day trawling ban is coming to an end on Thursday night, the fishing community in Kerala is in full swing with preparations for sailing. More from our correspondent M. Smithy from Thiruvananthapuram.
It is pleasant climate after rainy days, and fishermen expect good catch when they are resuming their work after the annual trawling ban in Kerala coast. The mechanized fishing activities, including trawling, were banned for 52 days to protect marine resources during the fish breeding season. On Thursday night, sea bridges of Kerala will be opened for fishermen. Hundreds of fishing boats are waiting at the fishing harbors at Kollam, Kochi, Kozhikode and nearby areas. The workers are busy storing sufficient ice, cooking items, fuel, drinking water, etc. Most of the workers from other states who temporarily went home have now come back. The entire coastal belt is now active and expecting net full of fishes. M. Smithy, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
The nation is paying homage to its great revolutionary and freedom fighter Shahid Udham Singh on his 86th martyrdom day today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tribute to the immortal son of Mother India, saying the tale of his patriotism and bravery will always remain a source of inspiration for the countrymen. We have more from our correspondent.
Belonging to Gadar Party and Hindustan Socialist Republic Association, Udham Singh assassinated Michael O'Dwyer, the former Lieutenant Governor of British Punjab, on 13th March 1940 in revenge for the Jallianwala Bagh massacre in Amritsar in 1919. While in custody, he used the name Ram Mohammad Singh Azad, representing the three major religions in India and his anti-colonial sentiment. He was convicted of murder and hanged on this day in 1940. A state-level program to remember him is being organized at his native place Sunam in Sangrur district of Punjab. Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann and Haryana Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini has paid floral tributes to the great martyr. Rajesh Bali, Akashvani News, Jalandhar.
Now to sports and cricket, India will look to level the 5-match Anderson-Tendulkar test series as they face England in the final and decisive test at the Oval Ground in London today. The match is scheduled to begin at 3:30 p.m. IST. A report.
India, currently trailing in the series, have made key change with Dhruv Jurel coming in for the injured Rishabh Pant. Fast bowler Akash Deep is expected to return to the playing 11, while star pacer Jasprit Bumrah is likely to be rested. However, captain Shubman Gill has kept the final team selection under wraps. England are also making several changes, with regular captain Ben Stokes ruled out of the match. Ollie Pope will lead the side at his home ground. The hosts have opted for a pace-heavy attack, recalling Gus Atkinson and Jamie Overton, after both proved their fitness in recent county games. Jofra Archer will also miss the final test. With Sudhir Singh Yadav's report, Manik Sharma, Akashvani News, Delhi.
And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Special NIA court acquits all accused, including former BJP MP Pragya Thakur and Lieutenant Colonel Purohit in 2008 Marigaon blast case. Both houses of parliament adjourned till 2 p.m. amid opposition's protest over demand to roll back special intensive revision in Bihar's electoral rolls. President Draupadi Murmu to attend first convocation of AIIMS Deoghar in Jharkhand this evening. IMD forecasts heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Assam and Meghalaya today. Nation pays tribute to freedom fighter Shahid Udham Singh on his martyrdom day. And in cricket, final and decisive test match between India and England to begin at Oval Ground in London this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.